is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Today was the last day of withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of the Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to poll in this phase on the first week of the next month. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and the last phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on 4th of June. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the private sector will play a major role in making India a developed country by 2047. Speaking at the function organized by Traders Organization in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman called the country's development a compelling growth story. Quoting different economic observations, she asserted that India will contribute 18% to global growth in the next 5 years. Stressing on India's rising capabilities in manufacturing and service sector, the finance minister said the fastest growing economy will continue to grow fast in coming years. Export Promotion Council for Handicrafts organized a one-day export awareness seminar on the Niriyat Bandhu scheme of Directorate General of Foreign Trade at Itanagar today. The Niriyat Bandhu program plays a crucial role in providing essential support and guidance to individuals planning their journey in global business. In this program, the Niriyat Bandhu officer takes on the role of a mentor by guiding individuals, especially those new to the international business. This initiative is like a hand-holding experiment, which means a supportive learning experience for young people entering global trade. Jasmina Zeliang, regional convener of the Export Promotion Council for Handicrafts, said that Arunachal Pradesh has huge natural resources, handicraft skills and other natural fibers. She said that even after having such huge potential, there is not a single exporter from the state in this field. On behalf of the council, she said that it will ensure that the first exporter off from the state comes out. Entrepreneurs from across the state were present in the seminar. A newly constructed multipurpose conference hall was inaugurated today at the Veterinary Hospital, Lower Siang District. Addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner Lower Siang Rujum Raksab appreciated the unflinching efforts put in by the department and exhorted on the need to equip the modernized the offices and create required infrastructures. The DC also hailed the efforts of the department and assured every possible support from district administration. As part of International Day for Biodiversity 2024 celebrations, the Arunachal Pradesh Biodiversity Board in collaboration with the Roots Arunachal performed street plays at various locations in Itanagar yesterday. The theme for this year's celebrations is Be Part of the Plan, which is a call for action to all the stakeholders to halt and reverse the loss of biodiversity. Governments, indigenous peoples and local communities, non-governmental organizations, lawmakers, business and individuals are encouraged to highlight the ways in which they are supporting the implementation of the biodiversity plan. In a significant step towards ensuring the safety and well-being of the Puroi community in East Kameng district, a dedicated emergency helpline number was officially launched yesterday by Sachin Rana, Deputy Commissioner, East Kameng. Recognizing the need for immediate and effective assistance due to recurring incidents happening towards the Puroi community, the helpline number 7085-721-317 will serve as a crucial lifeline for the Puroi community members. Any individual can call or send WhatsApp messages on a helpline number expressing the concern regarding Puroi community members. This initiative is part of the administration's ongoing efforts provided timely assistance to members of the Puroi community. The emergency helpline number will be operational 24/7. The Indian Meteorological Department has predicted light to moderate rain very likely to occur at most places over Arunachal Pradesh in the next 7 days. In the meantime, the IMD has also warned a thunderstorm and lightning with heavy rain very likely to occur at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh in the next 5 days. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.